Merry Christmas, everyone. I guess it's okay to say Christmas, but if you find that offensive, happy holidays. This has been a great year for the Daddle family, and as we do every year, we like to share our glad tidings. Daughter Brenda went back to community college after her degree from Swarthmore proved less than marketable. She's taken business accounting and expects to find much better prospects after graduation. We told her English Renaissance history narrowed her career chances, but you know kids these days. A year working for Burger King as an essential worker convinced her to change her major, even with the minimum wage increase that's coming. Son number one, Jeremiah, served his 9 months and 2 weeks at the Snohomish County Jail for some breaking and entering. Drugs. You think you've warned them about the consequences, but they think we're just old fogies. Jerry should be fine after his Narcotics Anonymous regimen. For the time being, he's comfortable in the basement apartment Linda and I set up. Sure, I miss the pool table, but family always comes first. And it's great to have him home again, even if we have to lock up our valuables and continually need to quarantine when he exposes us to the COVID his friends seem to always bring to the party. Son number two has joined a religious commune down near Santa Cruz. Brian is not supposed to contact his earthly family, so we haven't got much news to report. Occasionally he writes for money, and we're happy to help out. Well, Linda is. I confess it irks me no end to send that little twerp anything beyond a message to wake up. But, you know, these things too shall pass. Isn't that what they say? Linda is doing much better this year. As you might remember, she struggled with some mild depression. Empty nest syndrome is what I thought it was. Nothing she wouldn't pass through soon. Boy, was I ever wrong this time. But her doctor has her on some very effective medications, and her crying is greatly lessened. Jerry's been a great help. Sometimes he even makes his own lunches. Retirement, as a friend of mine likes to say, is greatly underrated. Oh, I struggle a little with boredom at first, like everyone. But right after my heart attack in February, don't worry, I'm okay, just a couple stents, I started walking more. You know, I never really liked exercise of any sort, but that ticker tweet kicked me in the butt to get up off the couch and get outdoors. I've been walking every day. Truthfully, I walk almost all day. Linda says I'm obsessed, but I say a walk a day keeps the cardiologist away. I tried to talk Linda into walking with me, but she says 20 miles is too much for her. Ha ha, her sense of humor is coming back. We did make a couple of trips this year, one to Santa Cruz to see son number two at his seeing orb commune, but we were told at the security gate no one was allowed inside, not even parents. Admittedly, things got slightly out of hand and the sheriff's office had to intervene, but in the end, I settled down, without some damn mantra, and we drove to the coast and stayed at a very nice, restored auto court overlooking the beach before driving back home. We also attended a Trump rally in October up at Linden. The man can connect with an audience, I'll say that, and we were happily surprised when he won again this year for another 4-year stint. He's making America great again, and even though I know some of you didn't vote for Mr. Trump, I think you must be pleasantly surprised. The business of America is business, and this is a billionaire businessman. Okay, enough politics. Hope you and your family have a warm holiday. We in the Daddle household are going to make Christmas great again. It will be huge, as Donald says. Ha ha, I mean ho ho. Love at ya, Linda and Jeremiah and Skeeter.